Well, I've been thoroughly impressed with the folks I've been able to meet and talk with so far. Everybody's been very warm and welcoming, and I appreciate that. Initial impressions professionally is that there's a good crew down at the police department, and the borough administrative offices are pretty solid. So I think there's a good infrastructure here, and look forward to becoming a part of that.
Budget-wise and personnel-wise, is it pretty close to what you come from in Hoonah?
Budget and personnel are quite a bit bigger here from a police standpoint. In Hoonah, I had the police department as well as fire and EMS, so it was a total department of public safety. But the normal day-to-day staff and budget is quite a bit bigger here. It's pretty similar to what I was working with as a division commander in Wasilla PD.
Okay, so you have background as well in Wasilla and Palmer as well? And
yes.
Okay. And what kind of things did you do there, and what's your background in?
I started off in Palmer as a reserve officer in the spring of 96 and then got hired full-time later that year. And Palmer then was about the same size staff-wise as Petersburg is. And I got to do quite a few things there. I was a patrol officer for a while, a field training officer, did some of the property and evidence assignments for them. And then I was also assigned to the statewide drug enforcement unit for a while there. In 2001, I went to Wasilla and started with those guys. They had a few more things going on, a little bit bigger department, kind of a ground floor opportunity type deal. And from there, I did some of the similar things. I started off as a patrol officer, got to do some field training, training some of the newer guys, that sort of thing. Oversaw their reserve unit for a while. In 2006, I got assigned to the Bureau of Investigations, Child Abuse Investigation Unit, and got to work with the troopers there specializing in child physical abuse and sexual abuse investigations. In 2008, I was promoted to sergeant as a shift supervisor and got to oversee swing shift primarily for that time. And then in 2010, I was promoted to lieutenant and given the support services side of the house. And there I was in charge of dispatch, investigations, information technologies, administrative staff, and those sorts of things.
So you have plenty of experience in Alaska and in kind of small town and investigations that you'll be doing here in Petersburg, it sounds like.
I think my experiences have given me a pretty well-rounded view of things, and I think that that's helped me prepare to, you know, to lead an agency. I've got a pretty good understanding of how most things work and how they fit together. So I'm hopeful that we can continue that here.
And you do have experience in capital project stuff, which is going to be an issue for the Petersburg department with that building and what to do for the next police department or fixing that place up. You've had a chance to sit in that office for a week. What are your thoughts on that building?
Well, the building definitely needs some attention, and there are some concerns there. I think the borough's moving forward with getting structural analysis done on a couple different locations, and I'm hoping that we've got some momentum now. We're just able to continue that to make sure that we get what we need.
And there's money in hand, which is good news, too. So there will be something happening eventually on it, too.
Yeah, I hope so. It looks like you know, there is some funding there, so now it's making sure that we can get a good, adequate facility for the funds we have, and that's the direction we're headed.
And on the personnel side, is your staff is full at this point? You have a full force?
No, we are. We've got a couple guys in field training that were new hires, and they should be finishing up here pretty quick. So we are at full strength, so to speak, but you know, we've got a couple guys that aren't fully functioning yet, and over the next couple months, they'll be up to speed.
Are there things you'd like to implement, new programs or anything here as chief, or changes you'd like to see?
You know, I guess the short answer to that is I'm not sure yet. I'm not one to make change just to make change or because it's my turn. I want to take some time and make sure I understand the processes here and to see what's working. And, you know, if things are working and moving smoothly, I don't see any reason to change them. Hopefully in the next few months we can get a grasp on that. And if there's a way to do things better or more efficiently, then, you know, we'll try to make those things happen.
And as we were talking before, you bring a family with you as well to the job and a couple kids to town?
I will. They should be down here in the next 3 to 4 weeks. My wife and I, we've been married just over 25 years, and we've got three kids left at home. Got one that'll be in elementary school and a couple that'll be in high school.
Personal interests or other background that's important to highlight? Or?
You know, I really enjoy hunting and fishing and all the outdoor activities that that Southeast Alaska has to offer. My family enjoys those same activities. We like to get out and be involved in things. You know, I want to be a part of the community, and I want to be responsive to the community's needs. So if anybody has any questions or concerns, they should feel free to stop by or give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to talk with them.